Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons explain how prosperity and promotion go hand in hand. Be a good steward of what God has provided and enjoy a good life. Now here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George and I have already had a good time this morning talking about the Word, and we want you to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, Pastor.
Thank you, Gloria. I can't tell you what a joy it is to be.
I enjoy it so much.
Well, I will tell you what a joy it is. It's a real joy to be with you.
It's a real joy. And I love to hear your teaching and preaching on the Word of God. And this is, everybody be going to be interested in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity and promotion.
That's right.
Or should it be
promotion and prosperity? I guess
it takes both of them.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
First of all, again, thank you for allowing me to come on here and be with you. And
I enjoy it.
And we are celebrating 50 years of ministry at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. What a supernatural place to jump off from into the future. And we so appreciate Kenneth and Gloria for all the years of dedication
Praise
and service
God.
To the gospel. And
it's been a good 50 years.
Stronger than ever. They are examples to us. We were talking about it. We were talking about Brother Copeland, actually, before you came out here onto the set. I was talking with the guys about it, talking about being 80 years old and what he's doing and the traveling and the preaching.
And he doesn't know he's 80.
And no, he doesn't. And the thing that we said was we have no excuse.
Still flying his airplane?
We have no excuse to
That's
lay
right.
out and lay back.
That's right. Old age is no excuse.
That's right. That's right. So I wanted to let you know also that all of the outlines are available to you from this series that we're doing on promotion. You can go to kcm.org. And go to the picture of Glory and Me, click on it, and it'll take you to not only these outlines, but all of the outlines that we've done since we started in 2010. All of the outlines are available to you. And Gloria, the people have downloaded over 1 million outlines. These are absolutely free, and you can take them and study them, read them, share them with your family.
Yes.
And it is so exciting to be able, you know, obviously people are interested in prosperity.
Let's ask for some testimonies.
Okay.
Of things that have changed since you've been learning about prosperity and releasing your faith. Prosperity, our testimonies encourage
they
other
do.
People.
They do.
And we'll read some of them and share them. I want to read them myself.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna do that.
I know what the Word will do for you.
We will get testimonies per Gloria Copeland. I've been obeying this voice for a lot of years. I know how to do it.
Well, this has been so good.
Well, Gloria, we're talking about something that the Lord really put into my heart for all of our partners and friends that are watching, and that is, it is the will of God for you to be promoted, to be advanced. God wants to exalt you and lift you up. He wants His kids in the best position, receiving the best
don't
jobs.
Don't you want your children in the best position?
I sure do. I want them to prosper.
Yes.
I want them to be able to have favor and be in outstanding positions. And I see what God does. I've been watching what the Lord has done in my own family and with my own children.
Yeah.
I see what's happening with Jeremy and Sarah and how the Lord has promoted them. And now they have their own television broadcast on the BVOVN network.
Yes.
And speaking all over the place. And with Aubrey and Cody, and how the Lord has promoted them and lifted them. And, you know, Cody is working for Hobby Lobby, and he flies them all over the world.
Think about it.
Cody has always dreamed about flying. You know, Billy has talked at this very table about Cody and how he's always...
When he grows up... No, when he goes up.
When he goes up.
He said, I want to go up like an airplane. When he was a little boy. Isn't that funny?
But Cody has always been diligent and faithful.
Yes.
And he's a student of the Word. And he's a serious pilot. He is a, if I may say, a Kenneth Copeland pilot.
He is.
He is very, very deliberate and succinct about everything he does. But Gloria, that has opened the door for promotion for him.
I know it.
And he's flying in Hobby Lobby's airplanes.
Praise
and
God.
They have
fine
some,
airplanes.
They've got some fine airplanes.
They have a fine airplane.
Well, that's available.
I forgot the little end of what he said. He said, I want to go up like I I want to go up like an airplane if I can keep my legs
together.
Isn't that funny?
It is the will of God for you to be promoted. It is the will of God for you to have the best jobs, the best paying jobs, for you to be promoted in positions, because promotion really is a manifestation of prosperity. It is.
Yeah, it's just automatic almost.
It really is. Well, you said it. It is automatic. Wherever you see someone, and we will get into this even more in depth next week, but whenever you see someone who is diligent, who has a servant's heart, you see somebody who is faithful, thorough, prompt, they are punctual.
Positive.
They're positive. They have integrity. Whenever you see people like that, you see people who qualify for promotion.
That's right.
And don't ever underestimate what we might think of as a low position in a job. Don't underestimate it. It is an opportunity. If you're working right now in a position where you think that it's the lowest of the lowest, you need to change your thinking about that position.
That's right.
You need to see that position.
If you think it's not important, think again. It's your job.
That's right. And it is important.
Yes.
And for many, it's a testing ground. It's a testing ground to see how you do.
That's true.
How will you do at this job? Will you qualify for promotion? God is looking for people to promote.
That's right. And so are executives.
That's
and
right.
People in business looking
That's exactly
for people
right.
that can be trusted and that have the interest of the business at heart. And they do their job and they do it
come on.
Gladly.
Yep.
That's the kind of people
they're those are the people that they're looking for. And I see people in our church, teenagers, and I've been observing them for years as Terry and I have pastored in the church. And I've watched these teenagers, and I can tell the ones that are going to go somewhere.
By their attitude.
By what
they say and do.
By their servant's heart.
Yeah.
By their maturity. There are some teenagers that just have a maturity about them, and they already have their eyes set. There's one individual right now that I have known him since he was a kid. But he's always been on the front row. He's always taken notes. I've watched him for years, Gloria, and I've seen him, and I've watched him graduate from high school. And he's the teenager that comes in with the suit on and the tie.
Yeah.
He's following Pastor George. And he's the one that is conscientious, and he's the one that was help ushering, and he was the one that was there. I mean, I've watched him usher as he got older. Well, then he went into the military, and now he's being promoted from rank to rank to rank.
He was well prepared, wasn't he?
And he's been involved in some pretty special operations.
Praise God.
He's been promoted.
Amen.
But that's what it takes, and God does it.
That's
and
right.
God is the source of your promotion. If you think you are stuck, think twice. God is your promoter. He is your source of promotion. And he's
promotion
going to...
Promotion belongs to the Lord. Doesn't it say that?
It does. Well, that's our scripture. That's our foundation scripture.
That's
we might as well
there
head right into it now. Psalm 75, verse 5. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and he sets up another.
Wow.
Now, the Living Bible, promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only from God.
That's
he
true.
Promotes one and he deposes another.
That's you know, the way it is.
I just read something here. The beginning of that scripture in verse 5, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. Gloria, we've all dealt with people throughout our lives, and you have too. And we've known the ones that have been blowhards.
Yeah.
We've known the ones that...
A certain amount of those.
They speak a big talk.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Look at what I can do. But then there are others that are quietly working behind the scenes. The ones that are diligent. The ones that don't toot their own horn about themselves, but they let their work speak for themselves. And that's what God's looking
that's
for.
Right. They can be trusted.
They can be trusted. That's so important. They're
Praise
faithful.
God.
They can be trusted. To be promoted, or the word promotion there in the Hebrew means to lift up, to raise up, to elevate, and to exalt. And promotion in the dictionary, it is the act of being raised up in position or rank to ascend, to advance, and to upgrade.
Amen.
I was just thinking about this as I was saying that, Gloria. I am so thankful that I'm not still in kindergarten.
I am too, George. That'd be a real problem.
I enjoyed it while I was there, but then came the day when I moved on up, and I moved up to first grade. And I went through the first grade, and then I graduated the second, third. I'm grateful that I'm still not in high school. I had a good time in high school. I was focused on my artwork back then, and I was looking forward to being in art school because I had a graphic design background and a hunger for that. I'm glad I'm out of art school.
There are
so many people that are ready for that next move.
That's right.
And sometimes we give up. We get weary
That's
in
true.
Well-doing.
Yeah.
When faint and not believe God. But I'm telling you, your promotion is right around the corner. Don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give up. It is the will of God for us to experience continual promotion throughout entire lives.
And if you are believing God, it is working. You might not can see it.
That's right.
But it is working.
It's working, if you're working.
And if you'll stay with it, you'll come to the fullness of it.
Well, I use you and Kenneth as an example because here you are 50 years in ministry. The two of you made a decision to be doers of the Word. When you took
right.
that word of God that you heard that Brother Hagin spoke and really watching Brother Roberts,
mm-hmm.
You took that word very seriously and you made a decision. You and Kenneth made a decision that whatever the word of God
that's
says,
what we did.
We will adapt that to our lifestyle.
We'll do it. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you found out that the word of God says, stay out of debt.
That's
in
right.
Romans.
It was a low blow. We didn't know very much.
Well, you found out that the Amplified Translation says, keep out of debt.
Yeah, that didn't help any.
But you did it, nonetheless. You did it.
It's in the Word.
You were obedient to it. You were serious students of the Word of God.
That's right.
And Gloria, I took on a project, a most unusual project here at the ministry. And you know what this project is. I've been thinking to myself for years, we need an archive. We need to get all these pictures together from all over the ministry and put them into one place. And I kept thinking about that, but you know, we all get busy.
Yeah.
Who has time for an archive? Well, the Lord said, you do. I said, okay. And so I've spearheaded pulling together all of these pictures. And John Copeland, who's the CEO, he gave us a room to put it all in. And Gloria, I go in there, and I took Gloria in there one time after we were taping one day. And we spent no less than an hour and a half.
It was amazing.
It was an hour and a half looking at all of that.
I may go back and look again.
And Gloria, I look at those pictures and I look at the beginning years of this mm-hmm. ministry. And I love to watch biographies, especially if they end up well.
Yeah.
You know? But I look at you and Kenneth and I see how the two of you have been steady through all
Praise
these years.
God.
And you have been servants. You've been servants to the body of Christ. I watched you serve Brother Hagin. I watched you serve Brother Roberts. Of course, Kenneth sitting on the board at ORU. And I've watched the two of you through all of these years. You have been so faithful in what you've
Praise
done.
God.
And now look, you start where you started and where you are now. And I think about the car that you first had when you were married, that 55 Chevy.
Yeah.
And we're going to show a picture
car.
Here.
Oh, good.
We're going to show
Everybody's
a picture.
Everybody's going to want one, but they aren't available.
I'm sure it'd be worth something, though, today. It's a classic car.
Yeah,
then, and there's a picture of it, and we put a picture alongside with the Citation 10.
Ooh.
You have come a long way in your ability to travel.
That's exactly right. Isn't that amazing?
And so,
But we're glad to get that Chevrolet, though.
That's right.
Was it a 54
It's
or 50,
55, I believe it was.
It 55, was old
55.
When we got it.
It was old when you got it. And that was...
It had been broken in, so to speak.
Broken in.
But you know, it got us where we needed to go for a while.
But you all took care of it. You all... See, people do not... They don't connect the dots.
We were grateful for it.
They don't connect the dots where well, that's, you are grateful for mm-hmm. it. See, they don't connect the dots with our attitude, the way we act in our promotion and receiving things. And I've heard Brother Copeland talk about this. What do you do? How do you treat the rent car? When you go into a city, how do you treat that
rent
car?
Somebody else's property.
Somebody else's property. And I have remembered that ever since. Whenever we rent a car, if we go into some place and we're renting a car, that becomes my car. I put the best gas in that car. I wash that car. I keep it clean on the inside.
You're a good
steward. So you become a good steward of what God has given you. You and Kenneth have become good stewards of the ministry that God has given to you. And you have never gone before the people and tried to get from them. You have always tried to get to them. You think about this. I'm preaching to you here a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
You
Pastor.
Think about this,
That's
Gloria.
That's what pastors do.
You think about the decision that Brother Copeland made last year about all of the product on television going out there free as a seed. And you think about the heart that you all have to get that out there. He could have heard that word from the Lord and he could have said, no, it would be better if we sell it because we could have the money. Well, first of all, he doesn't do that. First of all, he's obedient to what the Lord says. Second, the Lord put that down into his heart to sow that as a seed, mm-hmm. to receive harvest from. But that particular act that he did right there was obedience to God, because there's something that God wants this ministry to be promoted to the next step in.
Praise God.
So what I'm saying is that the same thing that you see with Kenneth and Gloria, you can do the very same as well. You may not have a ministry like you have right now, they have right now, but I'm telling you, if you are faithful and if you are diligent,
do what you're told. That's the key.
Well, do what you're told.
Whatever it is.
Whatever that might be. Joseph is a perfect example of someone who was promoted. Joseph, even though he worked for Potiphar, and then his wife accused him of some things, and then Potiphar put him in prison. While he was in prison, he was faithful, he was diligent. Yeah. And I believe that we're speaking to those that are in prison right
Praise
now.
God.
You be faithful, you be diligent, and God will promote you right out of that place. He will put you in position to experience a manifested prosperity from God.
What does the scripture say? You help me get it. He that is faithful over little will be ruler over much. So if you may be thinking, well, you know, I don't have anything. You got something or you'd be out in the street.
That's right. That's
right. So you be thinking about what I do have, mm-hmm. I'm going to be faithful mm-hmm. over.
Yep.
And the Lord will increase me and bless me.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If you've got, I've only got $10, well, you're going to tithe one of them to the Lord.
That's it.
See, that's being faithful.
That's right.
And that's how He can trust us to increase.
Exactly.
What does it say? If you're not faithful over little, you won't be faithful
over much.
Yeah.
there's a scripture, we'll just touch this lightly here in point B. Prosperity always accompanies promotion.
Yes.
Now this, and we'll go through this very quickly, but in Luke 19, 16 and 17, talking about the parable of the talents,
mm-hmm.
the first servant reported, Master, I invested your money and made 10 times the original amount. Well done, the king exclaimed. You are a good servant. You've been faithful with the little I entrusted to you, so you will be governor of 10 cities as your reward. So I expect that this individual probably got a raise.
No telling what happened.
And probably got a bonus.
Yeah.
Whenever there is promotion, you will be exalted financially. It'll happen.
That's true.
It will take place. It is the will of God for all of us to receive major bonuses and generous bonuses,
That's right.
major raises and generous bonuses as a result of being promoted. And Gloria, I've been saving, yes.
There's always money from unexpected
sources. That's right.
That's the blessing.
Listen to this, though. I thought about you when I found this.
What?
This number 5 at the bottom. In the Greek, the word promotion means exalt. And the word exalt means to raise to the very summit of opulence and prosperity.
Oh. I like that.
That's what promotion is.
Praise
promotion
God.
Is to raise us up raise to up. The very summit of opulence and prosperity. Now look at your second page there, Gloria. And
praise
I did a little
God.
Study about this. You just quoted the scripture that I wanted to use here, and that's Matthew 25, 21. It says, you were faithful over a few mm-hmm. things, I will make you ruler over many things. And I just had the unction to go online and check on CEOs and where they started.
Oh, that's interesting.
Where they began. So Good. Let's take a look at okay. a couple of these. Jim Skinner started with McDonald's in 1971 as a restaurant manager trainee. He became CEO in November of 2004. I get chills thinking
I
about that.
I did too, George.
Thinking about where that, think about, do not despise small beginnings.
That's right.
Do not despise small beginnings. You are, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you are in line for a major promotion.
That's right.
And it may take a few years to get there. Gloria,
if you obey the word.
If you obey
do
the
what
word.
God says.
In 1975, I went to Oral Roberts University. I got there and I went there to study music. I was going to study music. And they gave me the 1 minute sign here.
Oh no.
I'd like to buy back some time if I may. Anyway, the Lord here's the long and short of it was the Lord spoke to me that first day, said, change your major, you're called a pastor. That was 1975.
First day.
But it was the first day. But it wasn't until 1993 that I began pastoring Eagle Mountain International Church. What happened between 1975 and 1993, I was being trained
yeah.
for that position.
Praise God.
That's I was
right.
being trained up for it. Everything you guys were teaching me, you were preparing me
Praise
to take
God.
The office of the pastor.
Praise God.
Here, we've got like
okay, go.
Just a couple of moments left. Brian Dunn started with Best Buy in 1985 as a sales associate when there were only 12 stores operating. He was named director and CEO in 2009. Jack Welch came to General Electric as a junior engineer in 1960. He was named CEO of the company in 1981. And I'll do, let me do one more here. Ann Mulcahy started out as the field sales representative at Xerox Corporation in 1976. She was named CEO
Praise
in
God.
August 2001 and then chairman in January of 2002.
Praise God.
I mean, we can go on and on with this, but
isn't
you
that,
get the point.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
It is.
That's the way it is.
That's where it starts.
So don't despise where you are. Just keep moving in the will of God, and the will of God will promote you. Glory to God.
Well said.
Well said. Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you.
As long as we are alive here, there's going to be opportunity for promotion.
The only direction God has planned for you is up. However, when it comes to promotion, not all paths are created equal. The right path, God's path, can be learned through this promotion package. In it, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons teach you God's system for promotion. You can totally immerse yourself in these resources by watching, hearing, and reading the Word regarding promotion God's way. Study along using the Going Up broadcasts and corresponding study notes. Listen to the extra teaching messages by Pastor George and read Kenneth Copeland's book, Honor, Walking in Honesty, Truth, and Integrity to equip yourself with proven tools that bring promotion. And now, all of these resources are also available as digital downloads. God has the plan for your promotion. Seek Him and learn promotion God's way.
Request the promotion package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons, available free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll free 800-600-7395. Get a good picture of how to position yourself to receive the steps of advancement God has planned for you. Order your free copy of the promotion package today. Offer good for 60 days.
Our product offer is the promotion package. You do not want to miss this. God's prosperity brings promotion. As you are diligent to hear and obey the Word of God, you increase.
That's right.
You grow in wisdom.
Right.
You increase in areas of influence. You just get a whole lot smarter.
That's right. Faith for promotion and advancement come by hearing the word of promotion and advancement.
That's right. And it's smart that comes from heaven.
That's right.
So it's higher than the earth.
It's higher.
Smart.
It's higher.
Yeah.
And this product offer that we have, it's jam-packed with information.
Good.
They can have their own in-home seminar with the outlines that we have, plus the extra material that we can't cover here. Then we have our messages that you and I have taught, as well as an 8-message series that I taught in church on this same subject. And on top of it all, Brother Copeland's book on honor and integrity. This is the very foundation of our promotion, is walking in integrity.
Amen.
God is looking for people. And if we want to learn how, we've got the whole package for them to do it.
Thank God.
And it's absolutely free. That's the wonderful thing.
Think about it. Let's pray. Father, we pray for all the people listening. We ask you, Lord, for revelation. We ask you for light for all of us, more light, more understanding of how we're to do, how we're to live, the blessing of God that we've been redeemed from, curse. And we ask you to heal people even right now, Lord.
Right now.
Be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Ken will be in Dayton, Ohio, June 15 through 17. Don't miss that for the 2017 Dayton Victory Campaign. Partners, you come and bring people with you. It'll be 3 days of praise and worship and the Word of God. It'll be the Word, so you'll make changes that you've always wanted to make. So make your plans to be there. It's going to be good. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow, day 3, God's System of Promotion. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free radio offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.